The Scottish Government has commissioned an independent review of hate crime legislation in Scotland and expect that its findings will help to ensure that the country's hate crime legislation is fit for the 21st century. Joining me now to give us more details is the Communities and Equality Secretary at the Scottish Parliament, Angela Constance. Angela, thanks very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio. Can I ask you to begin by explaining exactly what disabled hate crime is, please?
Disability hate crime is an offence. It's a crime against people on the basis of their disability, where the underlying motivation is prejudice, discrimination and that of hatred. And the Scottish Government is absolutely committed to tackling hate crime against disabled people. And we're also committed to tackling hate crime in all its form. And I was on my feet in Parliament today very clearly saying that as a government we're committed to tackling hate crime whenever it happens, however it happens, and whoever it happens to.
Is it a major problem, would you say, Angela? I mean, can you, for example, give us reported figures? Have they risen or fallen in the past year or so?
Well, hate crime statistics were published just at the end of last week, so we've seen a decrease in race hate crime. We've also seen a decrease in disability hate crime, which has fallen by 6%. But we have to be quite wary because the general consensus is that disability hate crime, for example, remains underreported. So we really have to increase our resolve to raise awareness of what hate crime and what disability hate crime is, encourage people always to report any crime so that the justice services can respond to it and that we can really get that message across that hate crime in all its forms is completely unacceptable.
Is there a particular reason, do you think, Angela, that hate crimes are underreported? Are people afraid to come forward and actually admit that they've been a victim, or are people maybe a little bit unsure what actually constitutes a hate crime as well?
I think there's a variety of reasons why people can be reluctant to report a hate crime. So we have to give people the confidence to step forward and to report a crime when it's been committed. But it is also crucial that people understand what hate crime is and the impact that hate crime has on individuals and our society as a whole. So one of the things that I was outlining is that in Hate Crime Awareness Week later on this year, we will have a hate crime awareness campaign, and that's very much about increasing education and understanding about what hate crime is and the impact that it has on individuals. And we work very closely with Police Scotland, who work very closely with community organisations, and that's about increasing confidence of members of the public to come forward and report a hate crime. And we even now have what we call third-party reporting centres. So that could be a housing association, it could be a victim support organisation, it could be some other voluntary organisation, and Police Scotland publish information about where these third-party reporting centres are. So if people don't want to go into a police station to report a crime, they can go to what is known as these identified third-party reporting centres. You can also report hate crime online now, so we are looking at ways to make it easier for people to report a crime and to give people the confidence that they will be taken seriously if they report a hate crime to the police.
And you're talking there about people feeling comfortable enough to actually come forward and report it. And as you're saying, it's not just the person who may feel they've been the victim. It's people who maybe have observed something in whatever kind of circumstances, having the confidence to come forward and say, look, I don't think this is right. I'd like you to investigate.
I think it's really important that even lower level events or lower level crimes are also reported, because it gets across that message that we're not going to tolerate this behaviour in any shape or form. And, you know, I hope to give confidence to people, to disabled people in particular, that if they step forward and have the courage to report a hate crime, that they will indeed be taken seriously. A lot of effort has went into training police. The police officers train people who work in these third-party reporting centres. But it's also important to make people aware that the Crown Office have a presumption to prosecute a hate crime where there is evidence that a hate crime has occurred.
And obviously a hate crime, if that is linked even to another particular offence, it's the kind of thing that could increase the sentencing and make a judge look on it more sternly, perhaps?
Yes, yes, indeed. And we've got various pieces of legislation, one of which is the Offences Aggravated by Prejudice 2009 Act. It's a bit of a mouthful, I know, but one of the reasons we've asked Lord Bracadale to review hate crime across the piece is to consider whether the scope of existing law is enough, to consider whether the law should be consolidated in this area, to consider whether there are any anomalies or inconsistencies or gaps in our legislation, to look at it in the round to ensure that our police and the Crown Office have the best tools possible to prosecute hate crime.
So if anyone is listening to this and would like more information, Angela, is there an easy, accessible website that they can get it from?
You can certainly look at Police Scotland's website. They will have information about hate crime, and also the Scottish Government's website will have information about the statement I've made to Parliament today.
Angela Constance, then, the Communities and Equality Secretary and MSP, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.